Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins. Well, here we are, approaching the middle of February, and I don't think anybody knows what the heck is going on or what's going to happen or any of that stuff. There's a lot of theories. There's a lot of speculation. There's a lot of angst out there. And, you know, people are just tired of hearing the negative stuff and seeing the negative stuff, but you just can't get away from it. You know, I had totally forgot about the impeachment hearing, and I sat down at the computer to check my email, and I put it on YouTube, and bam, there it was. So my whole day on Tuesday got tied up listening to the impeachment hearing because I just couldn't stop throwing stuff at the TV. I mean, you know. Anyway, I guess my whole point is we're here to bring you the little bit of sunshine we can find and try to help you to understand what's going on. And to help us do that, we've got Bob and Mary Griswold today.
Hello.
Hello, hello. And fortunately, Ann didn't allow you any sharp objects or hard objects to throw at the television.
She wasn't home, so she had no control over me at all. And Melissa's got a migraine, so she's not going to be with us tonight. And I want to mention, we've been missing Diane. And yep. Diane was having some medical issues, and she has improved dramatically over the past few months. We're glad to see that. And if you will go to her blog, forloveofgodandcountry.com, you will find some very well-written and very informative articles. She's a constitutional scholar. She studied under Judge Napolitano.
But don't hold that against her.
No, I understand. But she knows the Constitution. She's a lawyer. She's got a law license. I don't think she's practicing now, but she still has that credential. She's just a wealth of knowledge and a wonderful person to know. And we enjoyed having her on our show and hope that someday we'll have her back. But in the meantime, if you'll go to forloveofgodandcountry.com, it's Diane Rufino's blog. And Hal, can I borrow that just a moment?
Sure.
Her latest example, one of her latest examples, is don't trust the liberal fact checkers. They just don't get it. It's a wonderful article that she's written, but the best part that, like Hal brought to my attention, is at the end of it is a whole page of she lists all the sources.
Right.
Where she gets her information from. What are some of those sources, Hal?
Well, here we are, heritage.org, you know, Heritage Foundation.
Heritage Foundation.
Mm-hmm. Alexa Course, Election Fraud, a State-by-State Guide, that's the Wall Street Journal.
Yeah.
Jane Recker, Voting Rights Expert, Serious Election Irregularities Are Terrifying. And that's in the Washingtonian.com.
Mm-hmm.
A podcast, Newt Gingrich, a podcast, Mark Levin, a podcast, Mark, the Tooth of Mark Levin. Ben Shapiro, because it has three. And let me see, is that all of them? I think so.
Yeah, well, that's a good start. That's an example of where she's getting her source information from, and she shares that with you in her articles on her blog.
Well, like all lawyers, they tend to get a little bit long, but I'm telling you they're worth the read.
Oh, yeah. CCTaxpayers.com, that's our website. If you'll go there on the right-hand column, about halfway down, you'll see a list of conservative blogs. And you'll find Diane's blog, the link to that there. If you can't remember what I told you, you'll find it right there. And that's loveofgodandcountry.com. And Mary Griswold, rightwinggranny.com, a link to her blog is also included there. And there's some other blogs, conservative blogs there as well. We've also included a new page for alternative news sources. And I'll be adding some other podcasts and things, links on that in the near future. We're doing an update and a redo of our website. A lot of the information on there is years old. And I'm going to start archiving some of that off of there. I free up some space on the website and try to consolidate so you don't have a bunch of old information to weed through. So bear with us on that. We also have Hal and Rainer James with us this evening.
Hey there. Hey.
Hal's our co-chair of CCTA, and Rainer's our Legislative Action Committee chair, and she's got some things going on with that, planning some trips up to Raleigh. Tell us the purpose of the Legislation Action Committee, Rainer.
Well, to support things that we agree with and to try to get things that we disagree with not to work out. We've got a list of things that we're particularly concerned about. The two big points in my mind are election integrity in North Carolina and what's going on in the schools in North Carolina. There are a number of other things too, but if we don't get those two right, our goose is cooked. So that's important. There are some things that the Republican caucus in the Senate has put together. They did something that I think was very interesting. They allowed each member to put forth 1 to 5 items that he or she thought was very important, and then they voted on it as a group. And so there's some caucus bills that are in the pipeline. Keith Kidwell has done something interesting in the House. He has a Facebook page as a representative Keith Kidwell, so you can go to Facebook and search for that. He is putting information about the bills that he is sponsoring, and he is liberty-minded, much as CCTA members are. So he's doing some things that would enable the General Assembly to curb the governor's imperial inclinations in an emergency situation that was long-lived by calling the General Assembly back, because the governor has ignored the fact that he's supposed to get concurrence from the Council of State in order to have these edicts that have to do with an emergency. Totally ignored it. He asked for it the very first one he did. He did not get it, and he hasn't asked for a single concurrence on a single item that he's done since then. So all these orders that are just indignating the people of state are illegal. I don't like that a bit. But anyway, we want to talk to legislators about a combination of things that originated with us and parallel things that they are already doing, and be as supportive as we can toward getting those things done.
Okay, and why the trip to Raleigh?
Well, first of all, I'm going to check and see what is in committee, who the chairs are, the good bills that we agree with. We'd like to meet the committee chairs to ask them. You will get it out of your committee, won't you? It will come up for a floor vote.
I guess what I'm trying to ask is, why would you go all the way to Raleigh when you can send an email or a phone call or
because
write a letter?
When a group of us walk in, it gets their attention. It everybody in that group can express themselves very well. It's not a canned bunch of little chicks following around. It's thoughtful people, and they understand that each one of us that they see there, they're more at home that weren't able to come. So it has more influence. It has more force. It has more power. It's more helpful.
That's what I wanted to hear.
Now, I want to add one more thing that we've been working on and expect our legislature to help with, and that is to identify the political party of candidates for local school boards. And we're making good progress on that. I think it's a good likelihood that might happen.
Instead of having a nonpartisan race, their party affiliation will be identified on the ballot.
I just have a comment about education, which has been one of our things we've been working on. I heard a comment, and I can't remember who said it. It was someone in Congress making the comment that in terms of domestic terrorism, which of course means let's attack conservatives, it's going to take us 20 years to solve that problem. And the thought that ran through my mind was, yeah, if you put your progressive education in place, you're going to brainwash kids for 20 years, and then you're not going to have any conservatives left.
Well, actually, it'll be 21 years then, because they've lost a year here with the COVID.
Yes, I wanted to go back to the quick mention that you made, Rainer, of the effect of going to Raleigh, because people need to understand that an email only takes a moment to do. A phone call takes a lot longer to do, so it has more impact. A written letter has a lot more impact than a phone call. And a single visit has a lot more impact. And when we come as a group, we have much greater impact than any emails that we could possibly generate.
Right. Yes, and, right. And we have gained a lot of impact because we've gotten name recognition at the legislature up there, because we show up and they know about those folks from Craven County. And Representative Michael Speciale, former Representative Michael Speciale, can testify to that, because he was there and he's seen the effect it had.
Yeah, another thing that's important is sometimes we get to speak on the floor.
Yes.
And I remember one time, Rick, when you spoke up and said, "Welcome to the people's house."
Not the floor of the house, but in the committee meetings.
I think that was in the floor of the house that time.
No.
I think they had a joint meeting on the Second Amendment of the Monuments. I've forgotten which, but recently anyway, fairly recently.
All right. Okay. So, folks, you can see that it's very important to make your voice heard, and to the best way to do that is face to face. And they look and they consider, wow, these people took the time and the effort to travel all the way here to talk to us. I'm going to sit down and listen. We're going to take a break to hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com. Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend features delicious handmade Italian dishes like lasagna, spaghetti, fettuccine alfredo, stromboli, calzone, and many more. And now Panicelli's has home delivery. Panicelli's uses only the freshest ingredients, and they have fantastic New York-style pizza in four sizes or by the slice. Panicelli's Pizzeria also has great salads and subs. So today, head to River Bend, and Panicelli's is at 40 Shoreline Drive, or call Panicelli's Pizzeria for home delivery.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military. Just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, Rainer, you told us about the Legislative Action Committee. Another hat that you wear is our page in the County Compass, the mm-hmm. Coastal Carolina Taxpayers in Action page. And the one for this week, the next one coming out, which will already be on the newsstands when this show airs.
Yeah.
It'll be the most recent issue. Connie Hanna did a outstanding job on her article in there, as she always does. And plus, you'll also see there the notification of our upcoming meeting. And I believe you wrote a little bit on the side over there.
About Mike Lindell's video.
Yes.
Absolute Proof.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That thing really packs a wallop.
Well, tell us about how we ended up being in the County Compass and where people can get it and, you know.
It's on newsstands around several counties. Do you remember how many counties, Hal?
He says about nine. I go into two in the city.
But around the New Bern area, it's on in stands at most of the Bojangles. There's one outside the post office downtown on Middle Street. Mm-hmm. There's one at Havelock at the Mexican place.
El Patron.
Yeah.
And there's one in Ziggy's, down in Havelock.
Right.
There's some
at the gallery store. You know, they're
distributed outside, mostly outside of stores and
fast food places.
You'll see a green paper box, County Compass paper box, and the best part about it, they're free.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
actually the best part about it is the content,
right.
But the second best thing is it's free.
There's one in front of Baskin Robbins down in Havelock, and I stop in there frequently.
You know, that, now that you mentioned that, that's some legislative action we need to work on. We need to get a bill passed that it be illegal to have a Baskin Robbins and a Dunkin' Donuts in the same building. Okay? Because I'm with Hal when I'm down there.
The car pulls to the right, yes.
Yeah. So the County Compass, Jeff Adelette is mm-hmm. The owner and the publisher of that. It's a free publication distributed throughout several counties. It's advertiser supported, and man, he's got a bunch of advertisers that support him because it's one of the few places in print, especially around here, that you can pick up and open up and read conservative based news.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm not saying extreme right wing stuff, I'm saying just plain old conservative based news.
It's also a very good place to get local news.
Yes, local news.
I liked Mark Robinson's picture on the front of the most recent one, you know, and some things about his being the chairman of the State Board of Education.
Right.
And giving them what for about the way the education is going in the state.
All right. So our website, cctaxpayers.com, also has a link that'll take you to the County Compass newspaper, and they have an online version.
They do indeed.
Mm-hmm. And they support CCTA greatly. We appreciate what we get from Jeff and his crew there, and we try to support them as much as possible. Folks, I guess what I'm trying to point out is all the different ways that you can find out besides going to the fake news or the mainstream media, that there are other sources out there, and you don't have to spend a lot of time or money to get them. You can get them online. We've given you Diane's blog. Gives you a lot of source materials there. Mary on rightwinggranny.com always uses her sources. She exposes everything about her sources. CCTA, when we put something up, we try to provide all the sources for that. So we also provide you links to conservative news. We also have a online newspaper called the CCTA Watchdog. And it's not one that we write for or publish for, but it aggregates from other conservative sources on the internet. It pulls from the conservative news sources that we identify. Sometimes it pulls some stuff that we don't actually agree with. and that, you know, if it pulls an AP story, AP is not always going to be conservative. But we have a disclaimer on our website that the those types of things are provided for your information. They are not an endorsement by CCTA. So it's it just gives you one place you can go and get a lot of good news sources from. Hal?
I wanted to mention one more thing about the county conference. Like CCTA is, they're nonpartisan. And you can find them in a lot of places, you know, where a lot of Democrats go, all parties. And I think that is really good. And it's also helped us make friends in some interesting places.
All right. Well, the County Compass is another good source. Okay.
You know, on the County Compass, I would encourage everyone to support those that take out the ads in the County Compass, and also support our radio sponsors. I mean,
absolutely,
they're the ones that are helping us to get information out to the public. And again, we're trying to be nonpartisan, but we're trying to be constitutional obeyers.
Right. Mm-hmm. And
interestingly, on that point, Hood Richardson had an article in last week's County Compass pointing out that 75-80 million people who voted for Trump have are typically conservatives. They have buying power, and if they just even a percentage of those of us who hit that category withhold dollars from people who are spending their money unwisely in terms of the public discourse, and support people like Mike Lindell's MyPillow and people who are straight shooters, we would vote with our dollars.
Thank you, Rainer. That's a great segue into one of my pet peeves. One way that you can use your pocketbook to affect change is quit paying the cable bill.
Amen.
Quit paying a satellite bill. Even though you don't watch all of the left-wing, communist, liberal, whatever, socialist types of programming and fake news, and you may not tune into that stuff.
Looney Tunes in lieu.
And the semi-pornographic movies and things that are available on all your pay channels and stuff there, you're financing every bit of that. When you write that check and send it to the cable company or the satellite company, you are sending money to CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, NBC, all of them, Disney, all of them. Are getting a little piece out of that, and it's multiplied by millions of subscribers, and that's how these channels that could not survive, like MSNBC, their ratings are so low they couldn't survive if they weren't getting a piece of the pie because of everybody else. That's how a lot of this stuff survives, is each one of them gets a piece of the pie whether you like watching them or not.
Yep.
There's too many options out there, too many alternatives. You can get a streaming media device like a Roku box or Amazon Fire Stick, or there's other ones too. Google has one. I don't recommend anything that comes from Google. but Roku is proven to be a very good one, and it opens up more opportunities for you than you could ever imagine. For alternative sources of everything, not just news, but other entertainment. And you get to choose what you're going to get, not your cable company.
I'd like to mention also that if you do that, if you take Rick's advice on this, you can cut your bill by, take, you know, just the streaming device. You can cut your bill by about $100 a month.
Yep.
Rainer and
well,
I did that.
Yeah, well, when Rick laid a guilt trip on us about that very thing, I struggled with it. And finally, I decided, well, I just have to agree to it and cut the cable. But I thought it was going to be tough to get the information that I wanted. I was wrong.
Yep.
It isn't.
It's not. And we'll be glad to help you with that. Matter of fact, I'm going to be in the near future putting up a page on our website listing all those alternative sources and methods to get to them. But you were like a lot the majority of the conservatives out there that didn't want to give up cable because they didn't want to lose Fox News.
Well, now good riddance.
You've lost them anyway, okay?
Yeah.
They went off the rails. So, I'm serious, folks. That's a good way you can have a big impact by cutting the dollars out of those companies. All right. Well, that was interesting that we segued into those things. Where are we going to go next?
I don't know. Lead on, fearless leader.
Do we need to take a break real quick to hear from our sponsors? I'd like to take a moment before we do and mention that we have two new sponsors. One is God and Country Christian Alliance, which has partnered with CCTA now. We have co-sponsored some of our meetings together, and they are now a sponsor on our program. We are in the process of putting their ad together. You won't hear it in today's commercials, or you might, depending on if I can get it out there quick enough. But you will in the near future. That's God and Country Christian Alliance. President Jerry Scheel, and co-president there is Jim Corr, Pastor Jim Corr out of Havelock. And it's a wonderful organization. It's been around for years. They are very pro-life organization. Well, God and Country Christian Alliance. That tells you everything you need to know about them. And we appreciate their partnership with us, and we appreciate their sponsorship. We also have another new one, East 70 Pawn. It's folks, if you're looking for guns or ammunition or pretty much any other thing you're interested in.
Fishing gear,
hunting equipment.
Jewelry.
I just recently bought a CB radio to prepare for if the communications goes down. This is the place to go. Drew and his crew really know about the firearms end of it. He's got over 300 firearms in stock most all the time.
And apparently he and everyone on the staff are good shooters.
Oh, yeah. They know how to use them. They can answer your questions about them. They can help direct you if you're a first-time firearm purchaser and you've got questions. They've got the staff there that can help you. And if they don't have in the store something that you want, Drew can get it for you. And they're just great people to work with, great conservatives. They've helped us in the past when we had gun raffles and we did our Second Amendment rally, stuff like that. They're just great folks to work with, yeah. And we're proud to have them as a sponsor now.
I was very pleased when I had a shotgun and a 380 pistol, that neither one were working exactly like they should, and he had a mechanic go over them, and now they work perfectly, and it was a very reasonable charge. So they can really help out with a lot of things.
Once again, that's E70 Palm, and they're on Highway 70 East in New Bern.
Right near the fairgrounds.
Yeah, right, almost. And, you know, I like it when they have the gun shows at the fairgrounds.
Drew puts his signs out.
Drew's got a big sale right across the street, and he can compete with anybody pretty much over at the gun show.
And they also have a website, east70pawn.com.
Right. Good to hear that. All right. Well, we're going to take a break to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, we've been trying real hard this during this program to introduce you to alternative sources of media and news and to our website, and keep an eye on it because we're rapidly updating it. Like I said in the newspaper there, the County Compass, you will find our page in there, and on that page in this issue you will see the listing of our public meeting. You can go there or you can go to our website on our homepage, cctaxpayers.com, and also find out about our upcoming meeting, or Rainer can tell us about it right now.
Well, it's going to be Pastor Tom Kakadalis. He's the pastor outreach director for the North Carolina Family Policy Council. He's going to talk about what's been going on in the country and around D.C. We had a disappointing, is my understatement version of the election. And he's raised the question, what is the true outcome? What can each of us do in response to it here at home and collectively nationally? He has the attitude, let's turn our frustration into useful action. And so he's going to talk about what they or the Family Policy Council and CCTA, he's aware of the goals of both, some ideas for getting into action, doing some good. We're going to have a couple of additional special guests, John Woodard, who does the John Woodard Show podcast, which interviews conservatives, and Dayla Frazier, who's a field representative with Turning Point USA. We talked about that last week. The left loves to hate them, and it's been proposed that their tax-exempt status be removed.
Yeah.
So
they must be doing something right.
That's my conclusion. Yes, indeed. So I hope that the people who attend will make a special point of welcoming Dayla and letting her know that we appreciate their organization.
Right.
That it's Tuesday, February 16, 7 o'clock, Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern. There's an elevator entrance to the second floor ballroom at 249 Craven Street. And all right. We'd love to see you there.
And again, if your memory's like mine, you won't retain all of that if you're out on the car and you're not at home where you can write it down. You can, when you get home, go to cctaxpayers.com and find all that information there. And thanks to Hal for setting that up. Hal, it's very timely. Because people want to know, what can we do? What can we do? What can we do? And I think they'll bring us some good information, some things to help us. And one of the big questions right now that's on a lot of people's mind is, why aren't the courts looking at the evidence? Why aren't they doing – the evidence is out there. Like you mentioned, Mike Lindell's video. There's a number of other ones. There's tons and tons of sources of evidence and sworn affidavits of election fraud that went on during this election. And people say, why didn't anybody do anything about it? Why aren't the courts hearing this evidence? And the only answer I can give you is corrupt judiciary.
Yeah.
Our judicial system is corrupt.
But interestingly, a few of them have been heard
yes.
on the merits.
Well then.
And in those, the majority of the cases, Trump has won. And the mainstream media isn't telling anybody one word about it.
That's what I wanted to point out. There again, the media is corrupt mm-hmm. and in collusion because they're preventing people from hearing that these things have been done.
Well, the Chief Justice has refused to go to those impeachment hearings, and so they're not even legal. I mean, the Constitution says that he has to preside.
Absolutely. And why do you reckon he doesn't want to be there?
Because he said it was unconstitutional, and he didn't want to be part of anything.
I didn't hear him say that. Maybe he did, but...
My hope is that he expects it to come before the Supreme Court in some form that they will eventually hear it, and he doesn't want to have compromised his neutrality, supposedly, based on presiding at an impeachment.
All right. Well, if you've been watching any of these hearings... Hollywood's doing a good job producing the videos for the left, for the Democrats. It's just like a Hollywood production. And folks, I don't care which side you're on, use some critical thinking. Do some of your own analysis. When you're watching that video, ask yourself, I'll give you an example, the hero officer that supposedly led them away from where the senators and all were at, and he's been acclaimed to
up some stairs and right. Yeah, to a different area.
He's been acclaimed to be a hero for doing that. Well, I've got one question. The cameraman is behind him, and he's going back filming all this. How did the cameraman know where he was going to go?
Choreographed, perhaps?
You know, in my past, have been a photographer mm-hmm. professionally, and I still do some of that. If I was in that situation and I was trying to video what was going on, and he was coming back, leading them up the stairs, and when you get to the top of the stairs, you have hallways going in all directions, how did he know which hallway they were going to go down? How did he know where to go as the cameraman?
Mm-hmm.
I would have stopped and let him pass by and filmed from the other side by following, mm-hmm. not leading.
Mm-hmm.
It's just very strange. And then you look at some of the other videos. Well, why did they have all these cameramen all over the place videoing this stuff? It just seems very convenient that they have all of these video sources to pull from to put together their Hollywood production of what happened in the Capitol that mm-hmm. day. People need to look and use your own mind.
Well, I've liked what Mike Lindell had to say, and Rand Paul, I heard him say it too. The president finished his speech at about 4 or 5 minutes after 1 o'clock. That those people started being rough, or whatever you want to say it, down at the Capitol. Just a few minutes later, there wasn't time for somebody who was listening to Trump's speech
They were there an hour before that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a 45-minute walk, yeah, approximately.
At least a 45-minute walk. So they couldn't possibly have listened to the whole speech that Trump gave and gotten down there in time to do that vandalism.
Yeah.
There's signs that it was planned well in advance, weeks.
The time stamps on the videos and everything, the Facebook posts and all that are up there, the time stamps are way long. Some of them are before Trump even started his speech. They were already down there. The chief of the Capitol Police, the head of that.
Mm-hmm. One that resigned.
Yeah. He's speaking out now. And in what he was saying today, what I heard, he said they showed up. The first one showed up there 11 something. I can't remember.
And he said they were not at all like the rest of the protesters,
right,
that they were well-equipped with climbing equipment and various things could be used as weapons.
The earbuds in their ears for communication. Yeah. So it was orchestrated.
It was not spontaneous at all.
No, it was orchestrated, and they had trained professional agitators to hype people up and get, you know, everybody in like a mob mentality. Come on. You know, they were there doing that. So if you pay attention, you'll learn a lot.
And with a few exceptions, the great mass of 1 million people did not get involved, never did get involved, never intended to get involved.
Right.
They were just what the president exhorted them to be, expressing their voices in a peaceful way.
Right. How many hundreds of Trump rallies have they had? Did you see any evidence of that type of behavior?
Nope.
No, you did not. Now, go back and look at when Trump was inaugurated.
Oh.
One American News has been showing you the videos.
Yes, and it's horrible.
Of them burning
cars,
busting the windows out of the storefronts and the banks and things like that, attacking the police. That all went on during Trump's inauguration.
Within five blocks of the inaugural activities. Yeah.
And the videos that they're showing are from MSNBC and CNN, but they probably only aired live that one time. They never went back. They didn't continuously blast you 24 hours a day with look what's going on in downtown D.C. when it was during the Trump inauguration like they have here.
Yeah.
They also went back to Bush and looked at the riots that were going on then.
Yeah, I've seen those too.
In Washington, D.C. So, you know, folks, you got to pay attention to how the media is trying to deceive you and lead you into believing false narratives.
That was the first two, Bush and Trump, were low-keyed. This has been much less done and greatly magnified.
Right. My other point there was there were hundreds of thousands, if not over 1 million people, that left the White House and marched to the Capitol. And there's video of that. Video of just as far as you can see from the Capitol all the way back to the Washington Monument, just a sea of people coming down, not just Pennsylvania Avenue. They were coming down all the streets, all converging at the Capitol. You know what you didn't see? You didn't see cars burning. You didn't see windows busted out. You didn't see police being attacked. You saw people singing hymns, singing national anthem. You know, they were there to support their president and their country. God, country, and their president. That's what you saw.
A beautiful group of people.
The few dozen that were already at the White House at the Capitol tearing it apart were not a part of that group.
One American News has been reporting that the Homeland Security have been using face recognition to track down and arrest some of the people that were up there at that demonstration. And most of the time, they're tracking down conservative people, and it seems to be directed that that's what they do.
Right. They got one that they've arrested for being there that didn't go into the Capitol.
Right.
Was out on the lawn. And the judge that he had asked him, do you really think that the election was stolen? And he said, yes, sir. And so you think this is an illegitimate presidency? He said, yes, sir. He said, well, then by that, you think that my position is illegitimate. Since I am an appointed judge, then that makes me illegitimate. So he put him in jail with no bond for just a minor trespassing charge, for being on the lawn.
A total miscarriage of justice.
Public place.
It's interesting that the Bank of America have forwarded transactions for whether it's hotels or meals or transportation to Washington, D.C. for that date. They, without notifying the Bank of America customers that they're forwarding those transactions.
Right.
Now, the question is, if they're going to go and examine the transactions, they should examine the transactions for the Democrats and the unaffiliated, because they have no darn business to be in Washington on that day.
An interesting take, Bob, but I see it as that
Bank of America
has just declared itself to be an enemy of America and Americans.
Agreed.
They become Big Brother. And if I had any money in Bank of America, it would be gone.
And you can bet some of your cell phone companies have done the same thing.
Funny you mentioned that. I want to remind people of when we had the terrorist shooting out in California, and the cell phone company refused to break into the terrorist telephones to find out what they had been doing a couple of days before. So, yeah. I don't know. In that case, there was real terrorism involved, and they refused to do it. And in this case, it was political, and they did it.
Yeah. Oh, Mary, that's really interesting contrast, isn't it?
They have labeled those people in D.C. as domestic terrorists. So
it's a mislabeling.
I was really pleased that when President Trump offered up his hotel there in Washington, D.C. to the guardsmen that were on duty there, I think that was just a great gesture for him to do.
Yeah, I agree. And what came out today, before that, mm-hmm. he had already asked that the DOD send 10,000 National Guard troops to Washington in preparation for this. The order was never followed through on. They didn't do it. But Trump requested it before. So how could he have been trying to...
I had not heard that. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, you can go out there and look for it. It's out there today.
I just want to make a side comment about all of this that's going on. Isn't it ironic that a billionaire president represented the people better than most of our elected representatives?
Hear, hear. Yes.
Yep. And in the last 4 years, he's lost half of his net worth.
I know. You know, he didn't come to Washington to get rich, as unfortunately some of our other politicians have. He came to help the average American who our representatives seem to be ignoring.
Mm-hmm. It's also troubling that President Joe Biden, I hate to even refer to him that way, has been able to erase so much of what Trump did because it was done by executive order. If the Congress had done its job and passed laws, then they wouldn't have been able to do that. So
right.
The Congress has been on its backside not working like they should be doing for years.
Well, I'm going to correct you on that because Joe Biden hadn't done that.
Who did it?
That stuff was prepared for him to put in front of him to get signed before.
Whoever his puppeteers are.
Yeah, right. I can buy that too.
But some of the states are fighting back.
Yes.
Texas has sued about the deportation order. North Dakota and North Dakota is sending a law through that says any unconstitutional law passed by the federal government, we are going to ignore. And South Dakota is working on a similar piece of legislation.
Well, I hope they throw H.R. 1 into that category, too.
Oh, because that would be nice.
Has no sense, no business dictating to the states how they conduct their elections.
In fact, it's unconstitutional because
Absolutely.
The state legislatures have that responsibility.
All right. Well, I started out talking about a corrupt judiciary, and maybe someday we'll get back to that. Hopefully we'll figure out what we can do, the steps we can take. But I'm going to tell you, folks, the biggest thing you can do is start getting involved at the local level, your school board, your county commissioners, your aldermen, your whatever your local groups are called. You've got to get involved. We need help with you coming to CCTA. Get on our watchdog committees. Help us go and monitor what's going on at these meetings because, a handful of people can't do it all. But if we all unite together under a common cause, we can take our country back. We can stop the forward progression of this socialist agenda, and we can turn it back to the America we grew up in. Right now, we're going to take a break to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
Y'all ready for this? The County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, we're going to wrap things up here by doing a little bit of review. Number one, I want to remind you to visit RightWingGranny.com. You've heard her commercials during the breaks.
Thank you.
And she is a sponsor of the show. But she also has a great blog. What are your hits averaging now?
We're running between 20 and 30,000.
So, folks, that ain't no joke. She's got a nice blog, conservative sources, and she provides you the source of her information. So rightwinggranny.com. Also, for love of God and country.com. That's Diane Ruffino's blog, another great conservative blog. And they're local right here. They're home folks, and they do a great job of keeping us informed on the hot topics. And Hal?
Hey, Granny's got it going on.
Also, we have the County Compass newspaper, great conservative articles. You'll find the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers in Action page there. And that's a great publication that's free, doesn't cost you anything. When you're out grocery shopping or out getting fast food, look for that green paper box with the County Compass in it. Some places don't have the box. They're inside on the counter. So just look for the County Compass. You can also find it online. I think just search for the County Compass newspaper, and you'll get right to their website. Plus, at cctaxpayers.com, we have links to all those sources, plus some others. And a new page on there is alternate news sources. It's on the menu bar. You click on that, and you'll see where you can go for conservative news, alternate news sources other than mainstream media, like One America News. We even have Newsmax up there, which The guy that really upset me with Newsmax, I'm understanding Mary said he apologized. So we'll have to, you know.
Keep an eye on him.
Yeah. They're still more conservative than any of the mainstream stuff. So you can.
But they might be the least conservative of the ones on that page.
Right. And then there's links to other conservative news sources up there also.
Yeah, I wanted to mention that Mary Griswold, right-wing granny, is also featured on the talk station 107.1 on a regular basis. It's weekly, isn't it, Mary?
Tuesdays at 6:45.
That's on the Lockwood Phillips show there. Right?
Yes.
Okay, well, Bob?
You know, we're also coming up with a book study on the 5,000-year leap. Hope to do that
February 20th, we're starting.
February 20th, we want to start a book study. Please give us a call or just write a quick email to the show.
Okay, that's a good point. That's one of the main things that CCTA tries to do is education, and the 5,000-year leap is one of the great books that we like to use to familiarize you with the founding principles and how our country came to be what it is. Mary is putting together that book study, and as soon as she has the information to me, I'll get it up on the website under the education tab.
I also want to mention that CCJ gives out copies of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence by the thousands.
That's right.
Literally thousands of them away.
If you come to our meeting the third Tuesday of each month and you need a copy of the Constitution, just ask for one. We'll be glad to furnish that to you. And again, it's cctaxpayers.com. Meeting coming up this Tuesday, the 16th. Details you've heard here on the show. If you don't remember them, they're on our website, cctaxpayers.com. Thank you for tuning in. We hope you'll come back next week.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
You're listening to CCTA Wake Up Call right here on The Talk Station, FM 107.1 WTKF Atlanta. CCTA Wake Up Call is a production of Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association
And you can join us here every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. and every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for the best in conservative talk radio in Eastern North Carolina. That's CCTA Wake Up Call. You're listening to CCTA Wake Up Call right here on The Talk Station, FM 107.1 WTKF Atlantic. CCTA Wake Up Call is a production of Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, and you can join us here every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. and every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for the best in conservative talk radio in Eastern North Carolina. That's CCTA Wake Up Call.